This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia came under pressure at the UN Security Council from its allied China and developing countries, as well as Western nations, to avert a global food crisis and quickly revive Ukrainian grain shipments. At a meeting of the United Nations Security Council, Undersecretary Rosemary DiCarlo says Russia should allow grain to be exported and it needs to stop attacks at Ukraine's Black Sea ports.
The new wave of attacks on Ukrainian ports risks having far-reaching impacts on global food security, in particular in developing countries. Furthermore, as we have repeatedly stated, attacks against civilian infrastructure may constitute a violation of international humanitarian law.
Moscow was also criticized by the UN and council members for attacking Ukrainian Black Sea ports. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Tonga, New Zealand, and Australia next week. VOA's Cindy Singh reports.
Having just returned from an ASEAN meeting in Jakarta, Indonesia last week, he is heading Monday to Tonga and then later to Australia and New Zealand. Blinken is the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Tonga and will dedicate the brand new U.S. embassy in the capital, Nuku'alofa. When asked if the visit is to counter China's presence in the Pacific, Blinken had this to say Friday at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado.
Well, it also has a lot to do with the relationships we're trying to build with these countries that have in the past been a little bit neglected.
China has a large embassy in Tonga and has been pouring money into infrastructure there and on other Pacific islands. Cindy Sane, VOA News.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. That is VOA.